How do you get to Carnegie Hall besides practice, practice, practice? Well, you could hook up with Yo-Yo Ma. That's what 16 young musicians did for the last week and a half at Tanglewood, the Western Massachusetts home of the Boston Symphony. Ma's Silk Road Ensemble, a group that mixes Eastern and Western music, tried to teach younger players how to hear music in a different way. This weekend, they've taken what they've learned to Carnegie Hall for a series of performances with the Silk Road Ensemble. Charlene Scott of member station WFCR reports.
Yo-Yo Ma says it's hard for classically trained musicians to think past the strict training they've had drummed into them over a lifetime. He decided to help a few by hosting a workshop at Tanglewood.
You know, the next generation has to take the world as they see it and make use of the tools that they were given. So we can actually incorporate each other's traditions very comfortably, and we actually become better at what we do in our supposed field of expertise, our niche place in life, because we suddenly know there are 15 other ways of making something come alive.
Yeah, yeah. So it has a sense of a long shape at the end of the phrase.
That's considerably louder than we've been playing, though. That's okay with you?
I think that's not fine.
Okay.
Sorry, everybody.
Okay.
If you guys, instead of being, if you, I know there's nothing written here, but if you can come out and back, just shape the lines more, so it's not, it shouldn't be generally louder, but I think that there's like moments when you have note changes, especially, and there can just be more sort of a, you know, seething kind of, you know, give and take between you. I think it'll just be more interesting.
The students ranged in age from 18 to 30 years and came from 8 different countries. Joanna Kazarowska began studying classical violin as a child in Poland. She's performed at Carnegie Hall and is now working on a doctorate in music. She says when she was accepted into the workshop, she tried to prepare.
You know, I got the music and I was practicing very hard and tempi were very fast and I come here very stressed and then I hear, well, don't worry, this is, you know, like folk fiddling. This is something which you actually don't have to play the way it is written. We are just trying to get closer or as close as possible to what is played by folk musicians.
The students worked their way through a piece written for the Silk Road Ensemble by Uzbeki composer Yanov Yanovsky. The ensemble has made it its mission to try to show through music the connections between the cultures along the ancient Silk Road trade route that stretches from China to the Mediterranean. Ensemble founders include Kehan Kalor from Iran, Alim Kazimov from Azerbaijan, Wu Tong of China, and Sandeep Das, a master of the Indian tabla. Das learned to play much the same way that many young musicians along the Silk Road have, by repeating the patterns given to him by his teacher.
The teacher would teach me, like, you know, dha tirakat dhara dhara dhirakat tak. So I would repeat, dha tirakat dhara dhara dhirakat tak. Then he would say, dha tirakat tak tinna kat tak. Then I have to say, dha tirakat tak tinna kat tak. So then he'll say the whole thing together. So dha tirakat dhara dhara dhirakat tak, dha tirakat tak tinna kat tak. Then the second section, and then the improvisations, how to improvise. It's all verbally.
While some of the music used in the Tanglewood workshop was scored, it was this verbal way of learning that Das and the other teachers tried to pass on to the students. But first, he says, the members of the Silk Road Ensemble had to learn to approach music that way themselves. He says it was the classically trained Ma who helped them overcome their differences.
The way he speaks, you know, very subtly mentioning to everybody that, you know, let's stop reading the paper and start playing the music. And he did it so nicely. And he says, you know, look at Sandeep. Let's move with him. You know, his body is moving with the music. Let's try and do that. You know, we know this music now. Just stop and start playing it.
But it wasn't quite that easy for students who'd never taken their eyes off a written score. Joanna Kazurowska says she didn't relax completely until her teachers convinced her that it really was okay to experiment.
Every morning I wake up with different tunes from different countries in my head. One day I wake up with Turkish song, and another day I rehearsed Armenian song. So next day I wake up with singing Armenian song completely unconsciously. So it's such a mixture of cultures, and it's freedom, it's happiness, it's enormous happiness, you know, interaction with other musicians, not being stressed for mistakes.
In their rehearsals, the students played alongside the Silk Road musicians. Violist Nick Cords has performed Baroque music and premiered contemporary music by John Harbison. He says being in the Silk Road Ensemble has taught him that there's not such a great distance between music of different eras and cultures.
We find so many resonances between our music. It's, you know, they'll say something about tuning. Siamak was talking the other day about an old Esfahani scale from the city of Esfahan, and I don't think it's used anymore, but it has a specific tuning. And, you know, we found a lot of resonance with that idea in terms of Baroque tuning on our instruments, and oddly enough, those things were actually taking place around the same point in history.
Before coming to Tanglewood, some of the students had already experimented with Eastern music. San Francisco Bay Area bass player and composer Matt Small has studied the instruments of the Silk Road and tried to reproduce their sounds. Small uses pieces of old T-shirts to silence some of the strings on his bass to make it sound like a komus, an instrument played by the Kyrgyz peoples.
They use a lot of Western scales. Oddly enough, like the major scale is something that they use in their music. So what I do is I have this strumming technique that actually comes from me playing the electric bass, and I just sort of adapted it on this. And so you'll notice that I'm going to pluck a lot of the open strings, and I'm going to use this strumming technique that's like...
have opened. Our minds are opening.
That will take some time, says violinist Joanna Kazurowska, but she's looking forward to pursuing music with new ears.
I think we are just absorbing with entire body, and we will take it to what we are doing with Beethoven, Mozart, and Stravinsky, and Rachmaninoff. You know, we will just take it. I myself am learning different colors, so colors of instruments I've never heard ever in my life. Like duduk or santur or kemanchek. This is something which inspires me a lot, because then I want to take it for my instrument and experiment and think this way, hear differently. This is very, very freeing up experience.
And that's exactly what Yo-Yo Ma intended. For NPR News, I'm Charlene Scott.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.